The Book of 1 Chronicles, Chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds, even with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of Yahweh our God, let us send abroad everywhere to our brothers who are left in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and Levites are in their cities that have suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we did not seek to it in the days of Saul." And all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel together, from the Shihor, the brook of Egypt, even to the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, who is called by the name Yahweh, who sits above the cherubim. And they carried the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab. And Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, even with songs and with harps and with psalteries and with timbrels and with cymbals and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he put forth his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased because Yahweh had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" So David didn't remove the ark to him into the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obededom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obededom in his house 3 months, and Yahweh blessed the house of Obededom and all that he had.